June 1948, a ship crosses the Atlantic. On board, more than 800 men and women, leaving the Caribbean behind for a new life in England. They answered the call of the British government, invited to help rebuild a country devastated by war. Among them is Joseph, 23 years old, an ordinary man, a dreamer.
I grew up under the Kingston sun. I left my mother, my brothers, my sisters. Life was hard. Back home. But England, England is a promised land.
Joseph finally sets foot on English soil. He expected golden streets, welcoming smiles, but all he sees is grey. Cold, unfamiliar.
They are staring at us, like we are some strange creatures. A child points at me and says, "Mummy, look at the black man." His mother hushes me, but she stares too. I lower my eyes.
Joseph walks through the streets, rain soaking his clothes, suitcase in hand. He quickly learns that London is not ready for him. No housing, no stable job, just suspicious glances and doors that remain shut. Joseph finally finds a job, a bus driver. Long hours, low pay, but at least he survives. He shares a small room with five other men, all like him, all searching for a better future.
They tell us to stay polite, to not make trouble, to adapt. But how?
Years pass. Joseph learns how to survive. He finds a home, starts a family, but England never truly saw him as one of its own. Then, decades later, the unthinkable happens. The British government tries to deport some of these workers, the same people who built this country.
All this, for what? I feel like I've given up my whole life, energy and strength for a country that will always see me as a foreigner.
Joseph looks at his hands. They have aged. These hands carried suitcases, drove buses, built roads. Today, they tremble. He closes his eyes and imagines the Kingston sun. Joseph never returned to Jamaica, like so many others. He gave his life to a country that never fully accepted him. But all these peoples left an irreversible mark on Britain. They came to rebuild. They became history.